Squeaky Lee, superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are? Squeaky Lee, superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are?
It's showtime with Ricky Lee. Thank you for joining me here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio. I'm your host, Ricky Lee Travolta. Remember that you can always listen to current and past episodes as podcasts. Now, everyone has a story to tell. Some are happy, some are sad, some are inspirational, and some incorporate all of those elements. It's easy to say, I've got a story to tell, but to put those words down on paper, to actually tell your story, is something that not everyone can do. Felicity Nicole has lived a harrowing life, but she is a survivor. She faced her demons and came out on the other side. Felicity's highly anticipated memoir, Pieces of Me, will be released May 30th. Detailing how determination and a champion spirit in the face of seemingly unsurmountable sorrows, Pieces of Me proves that there is no point of no return, and that you can survive, recover, and thrive. Joining me now to discuss this upcoming book and her life story is author, speaker, and life coach, Felicity Nicole. Felicity, welcome to the show. It's so nice to have you.
It's a pleasure, and I love your last name, by the way.
Well, I'm stuck with it, so, you know, it's good to like it, right?
I love it. I love it, yeah.
So now you have this very anticipated book, Pieces of Me, coming out, and it details your success as a survivor, what you've gone on to accomplish. So for the audience to really understand that, can we go back and talk about where it all started? You know, you grew up in a very dysfunctional family. I would suspect that's where it started.
Yes, it did. Unfortunately, God bless them all, but we grew up in a very dysfunctional family where my father was either high or just not home. And my mom, she was a wonderful woman, but just shut down, you know, just she had to deal with the chaos of my father not being around. And I think what really did it in was when he tried to kill her when I was 10.
Wow.
And he took he took this ginormous, like, crystal thick ashtray that my mom would just fill with cigarette butts growing up. You know, I'm a product of the 70s and 80s, so everybody smoked around kids in the house, in the car. You know, it was just normal. And he just started bashing her skull in. And I remember at a 10-year-old, as a 10-year-old, and this goes into the remainder of the story, how I know my purpose, because witnessing that, walking into the hallway and seeing the chaos between my father grabbing his stuff and going, and my sister is 17 years older than I am, her ushering my dad out the house, and me just looking at my mom sitting on the floor, her head, her skull wide open, just blood pouring out, and she's crying. 10-year-old Felicity, which is nicknamed Wheezy, rolls up some toilet paper and walks over to her and just proceeds to, in a calm, that's where I knew I was a healer. Typical non-response, I think, for most children when you would see something like that. You know, I just had to take care of my mom.
Yeah.
And tell her things are going to be okay. It's going to be okay.
And so did you kind of take on that role for the rest of your life? A caretaker, a healer.
I did. I do. I am. Yes. And so I learned the hard way, because sometimes as healers and empaths, we're very empathic, we can pick up on other people's feelings. we struggle with boundaries. So I had to really, in my 40s, really learn to not give so much of myself away to people who are in emotional pain, because I can feel it from somebody else just in conversation, just in the room. And we just want to fix. That's part of the dynamic of growing up in a dysfunctional family. Now, we want to fix to make sure everything's great.
And yeah. How did that paint the rest of your life? I mean, did you graduate from this dysfunctional family and then heal? Or did you fall into more bad patterns or bad situations?
Yeah, exactly. So I am very transparent that my life was built all on circumstances, completely on circumstances. And that when I met my ex-husband, I felt like I was groomed into this marriage because the abuse that he gave me, I was already experiencing at home with my brothers.
Wow.
So it's just part of alcoholism, drugs, addiction. It just, you know, that's how we deal with our emotions. Everybody in my house dealt with it differently. And so my older brother, God bless him, I love him, I'm in no contact with my family, he dealt with it with alcohol, and he would come home and just mop the floor with me. So that was expected then when I married my first husband.
And so your husband had these bad qualities. Did you know that before you got married, or did it come out afterwards and it was a surprise, or did you go into it thinking this is normal?
I did, yes. So I went into it thinking this is normal because I grew up with a lot of rough boys. I will be completely transparent. I can change spark plugs and engines, and I grew up with that type of group of men. Okay. And so that type of guy will throw them back and do their project. So when I met my ex-husband, I saw him toss them back. And then this is okay. This is like my friends. And then I started to see some red flags that I chose to ignore.
It can be amazing how a healer like yourself can stick up for everybody else, but the last person that they stick up for is themselves. Did it get progressively worse with your husband? He's an ex-husband, so at some point you got out. What was the escape?
Oh, it's so good, because this is where God made me strong. I mean, he put me on a path of like, it's going to be face on the pavement for 40 some years, but girl, I promise you, it'll be worth it. And my mom and dad divorced. However, they still functioned like a married couple, bizarro, whatever. They were my safe house when things got bad. I could grab my son and we could go crash at my mom's house. And my parents in 2013 passed away 3 months apart from each other. And wow. So the day that my mom passed away was the day, it was June 14th, week after her 65th birthday. I knew I needed a plan. And that was when I began my escape plan. And that was when I convinced him to move across the street from my little brother. So that was my safe house. And then get back into work, start saving some money, and then plan my escape. Because I would have wound up dead.
I fully believe that. And you know, it's amazing that you survived. And it's so such a champion spirit to have not just gotten out, but you've turned your life into this huge success. You have this book coming out, Pieces of Me, and you have a website in that you do coaching, and you're also a speaker. So let's talk about how you graduated from this bad situation and turned it into a great situation.
I think it's just the way we can look at everything. It's all about mindset. And for myself, I made a promise to God and my little world that I will take everything that He's given me and I will turn it into my power, into my strength, and teach that to others. And that's what I'm doing today. Because when both my parents passed away, if that wasn't removing my crutches, He was making me stand on my two legs at that moment.
And yeah. Now, did you have, you had your parents as supports once you got married? Did you have supports outside of that once they were gone, or were you totally on your own at that point?
I was completely on my own, and that's where the community comes in today, because I used YouTube and I had some friends that would listen, but I didn't have a community to turn to and seek solace, seek help. It was just rebuilding myself mentally and emotionally just to have the courage to escape. Because when you're with an abuser, they tear you apart mentally and emotionally. So you are incapable of living on your own, because they just drill that in your head over and over and over again.
Well, let's talk about that. You physically escaped, you got away physically, but I have to imagine that He didn't just give up easily.
Oh. No.
Was there a pursuit? Was there, I mean, how hard was it to stick to your guns? Because it's inherent in you. You grew up thinking that's normal. So you're trying to live a life different than what you were trained for.
And it's classic alcohol narcissist cycle, where you go through that honeymoon phase and then it goes back again. And yes, of course, He did try to do that. He eventually found out where we were living. It was not far, and I had a strict boundary. No, absolutely not. I was done. I was done. Go date, go have fun. I didn't want any more.
You're listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio. If you are ever outside the broadcast area, you can listen to the station in real time at huntleyradio.com. And you can always listen to current and past episodes of It's Showtime with Ricky Lee as one of your favorite podcasts. Today, I'm talking to author, speaker, and life coach Felicity Nicole about her upcoming memoir, Pieces of Me. For more information on the book, you can visit Felicity's website, sheisyoumag.com, and go under the Shop tab and select Book. It promises to be an absolutely fantastic read, so I recommend you pick up a copy when it is released on May 30th. Now, let's talk a little bit about the book. What made you decide to put your life down in written form?
I started when my mom passed away, and I think it all came down to teaching other people that we can rebuild our life. We don't have to be the person that we were created to be in the box. All families have systems. All families operate in systems. My family operated in a very narcissistic system. So I was coined the one that wasn't going to go anywhere. It's just who I was. She's a screw up. This doesn't surprise us. So I know deep down inside I was meant for something more, but in order to get there, I had to cut some major ties. You have to make some very complex decisions. And if that means walking away from an ex-husband that's abusive and family, you do it, and completely transformed my life. And lots of therapy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, for cutting ties with your family, was that just establishing boundaries, or did you physically have to move away from them?
So I physically moved away with them, and then I established a healthy boundary, and then I stopped full contact because there was no respect with the boundary.
And the things that you've learned in your life, and now you've turned it around, you have this inspiration, you know, you have these lessons to pass on. How does somebody get started going down the right path? They're out there experiencing maybe not exactly what you did, but some kind of dysfunction. What do you say to them? How do they get started on the right path?
Think outside the box. Use your imagination. Think about if you could be anything. Push all your problems aside. I do this with my clients. Push them all aside and just dream big. And what would you be? What does she look like? What does she smell like? What is she doing? What is she wearing? All of it. And then we work backwards. Yeah.
And is your book just your life story, or does it include these lessons, these ways people can change their life?
There is an underlying theme on how you can change your life. And there's also a very spiritual theme too, because I truly do believe that I was put on a very painful road to be able to, on the other side of it, teach this to other people. Because if I can heal and forgive and still love unconditionally, I'm telling you, anybody can.
Now, was that spirituality something that you had all your life, or is that something that you discovered close to the point that you turned your life around?
Born, raised Catholic. You know how that story goes. Mm-hmm. At Catholic school. Yeah. Left the church. I didn't discover the Holy Spirit. I didn't discover God until I started practicing meditating while I was married to my ex-husband. And then I started connecting to my faith. And I'm very spiritual. I do believe in God. I do practice Christianity. I'm also a Reiki practitioner. I'm also an empath psychic. So there are, yes, very open about it's not a box. And I truly believe that religion is not a box.
And now you have this business now where you are a coach, where you help people, women in midlife, make changes in their life. Let's talk about that business and what people get out of it, what you can offer.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I think what happens to us midlife ladies when we hit our 40s and we've been married for 15 years, we're working in corporate America, we are waking up and like hating what we're doing. I'm seeing it more and more and more since COVID. And we are so disconnected from ourselves. We've become so disconnected from our spouses. What we do is I really work one-on-one with them on finding out where we can start connecting everything. And if it's a relationship, you really have to work on that with a therapist. So I'm not certified a therapist, so I do refer out to people, but reconnection. It's all about reconnection because we have become so busy and I don't know when the shift happened, but we went from living from ourselves and our families to living a life around our children. Mm-hmm. So if we're not on the soccer field for 12 hours all weekend, we're on the baseball field for 12 hours all weekend. Do you understand? And so dad's pulled this way with one kid, mom's pulled this way with one kid, and they cross paths in the night. And I don't know where the breakdown happened in society, but it did.
Yep. And that's not okay. You don't have a relationship if you only see each other passing in the night, like you say. You know, a relationship takes work. And it sounds like that's something that you don't just talk about, hey, you need to work on this. You show people, you offer advice, you offer an outside view of, hey, these are things you can do. Is that a fair assessment? That's how you approach it?
It is, yes. You gotta be careful with the advice because there's liability behind that.
Okay.
yes. But what I can do is just repaint that picture that they've given me. So in our sessions, they've painted a picture for me and I can reiterate that picture. And then from there, we can start creating a path of happiness and connection and peace. And I got to tell you, a lot of these women, they're cutting their jobs out. They want to start their own business. A lot of them are saying they don't even know who their husbands are anymore. And they don't even know if they want to be married to them. Wow. And I'm like, yes, you really need marriage and family therapy at that point.
And that's when you would refer them out. Right.
Yes.
And I find that the key to working with a therapist is the right connection. You know, you don't just go to any therapist. You have to find the right one. So do you work with a variety of therapists to try and match your clients to the right type of a practitioner?
I do. Yeah, that's a great question. I have probably about 10 therapists that are my go-tos based on what's going on in their life. So if there's a lot of chaos and dysfunction, I know that I can refer them to this person. If we're dealing with maybe some spiritual activity, I know that I can direct them to this person. So totally, that's what our networks are for.
And now I understand that I have not had the chance to read pieces of me yet, but I understand that it is a story that could be adapted into a movie at some point. Is that something that you consciously went into when writing it, or that you looked at afterwards and said, this would make a great adaptation?
That would be wonderful, but no, I did not write it with the intent for that. And that would be amazing. But I did not. I wrote it for the intent to help other women recognize that they too have the power to change their life. We can change our stories, middle, end, beginning, whatever. No matter what phase of womanhood, season of womanhood you are in, we can change our story.
And I think one of the really important themes is that there isn't a point of no return. It's never too late. What would you say to those listening who think, you know, it's too late for me. Maybe somebody else could do it. I can't do it.
Perfect example is I have a 62-year-old client and one month, and I have this on TikTok and Instagram, she went from feeling lost, disconnected, zero boundaries, giving herself away her entire life to her children, to feeling fulfilled, reclaiming joy, establishing healthy boundaries, and beginning to lead a life through Christ. 1 month at 62. Yes, that's amazing.
It is amazing. And is that typical? Do a lot of your clients have that kind of experience, that kind of success?
Not all of them, no. I think when it comes to those complex decisions, like the boundaries that she had to make with her children, people get scared.
Mm-hmm.
Walking away from certain things, people get scared. And they stop what I call the work. And it doesn't surprise me. It takes a certain type of woman. I'll be completely transparent with you. It takes a certain type of woman or person to be able to do what I did, because I literally walked away with a 7-year-old and $45 to my name and made a promise to God that I will be exactly where I am today. And I'm going to tell you what, it takes courage, perseverance, grit, all of that, because you're going to have obstacle after obstacle after obstacle, and you just shake it off and keep going.
And that is the champion spirit that you not only exhibit yourself, but you inspire in your clients. You help people achieve that same kind of success, that same kind of revitalization of life. Is that something that at the end of the day, you can go to bed feeling good about yourself? You've made a difference in the world because of what you do.
Absolutely. I don't consider what I do work. This office that I'm sitting in, I could be here all day and night. I love to write. I love to work with people. It's not work. It's a passion. It's a gift that God gave me. And so I'm passing it on.
You've been listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee. I always appreciate you tuning in, and I hope you'll join me again next week. Today, I've had the great honor of chatting with author, speaker, and coach Felicity Nicole about her upcoming memoir, Pieces of Me, which will be released May 30th. I highly encourage you to pick up a copy. It promises to be an amazing read, and you can find out more about Felicity Nicole at sheisyoumag.com. Felicity, thank you so much for spending this time with us today. I have learned so much, and I'm really looking forward to this very exciting book. We wish you the very best, and I look forward to hearing more of your success stories.
I love it. Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
We'll see you in the spotlight.